Welcome back to the second hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. I'm going to kick off the second hour with a Paul Quinochet and his Basieites doing a tune entitled Like Basie.
Thank you.
sure sounds like Basie. It was Paul Cornichette and the Basieites doing a tune entitled Like Basie.
In the second hour, I'm going to continue my salute to that overlooked, underrated genius of the tenor sax, Lucky Thompson. As Bill mentioned in the first hour, Lucky was not too lucky during his career. He was a little bit outspoken, and the record producers and club owners didn't appreciate his attitude, but he was really a great tenor man. Spent some time in Europe and worked over there, and then came back to the United States, and then kind of slowly drifted off of the scene, but he left a heritage of good tenor work. Now, this track I'm going to play is from an album by five-man Milt Jackson. It was called Plenty, Plenty Soul, which I think is one of his better records away from the Modern Jazz Quartet. They're doing a Cannonball Adderley composition, Sermonette. It includes, of course, Lucky on tenor sax, Joe Newman on trumpet, and Horace Silver on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Connie Key on drums. This is an all-star aggregation doing Sermonette. Thank you. was a composition called Sermonette, written by Cannonball Alley. That was from Mel Jackson's album on the Atlantic label, Plenty Plenty Soul. And I played that in my continuing salute to Lucky Thompson, because on a lot of Mel Jackson's early records, he always had Lucky Thompson on tenor sax. And, of course, we all know Mel Jackson had an exquisite taste.
I'm going to play something from a CD of Blue Notes. It says, Blue Note plays Sinatra. There are 12 cuts here, and they're all with different groups. What I'm going to play features Jazz Crew Messengers and Art Blakey. So it features him on drums, Benny Golson on tenor, Bobby Timmons on piano, and Art Blakey on drums doing a tune entitled Come Rain or Come Shine. Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers playing Come Rain or Come Shine.
That previous track I played was Sermonette, was from a Mel Jackson album, Plenty, Plenty Soul. And he always selected Lucky for his tenor saxman on his early tracks. And so he also did an album called Mel Jackson Ballads and Blues. And that was an Atlantic album, and he selected Lucky as his sideman, along with John Lewis on piano, who was the part of the Mars Jazz Quartet with Mel Jackson, Skeeter Best on guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, one of my favorite bassmen. You heard him in the first hour, Kenny Clarke on drums, and this is a tune that was a great favorite of the jazz artists of this particular era. This is Mel Jackson along with Lucky Thompson on tenor sax doing How High the Moon.
Thank you.
was an album from Mel Jackson called Ballads and Blues. Of course, that was a favorite of all the jazz artists at that particular time, around 1956, 1957, How High the Moon. And that particular track was played to show off, again, the tenor sax artistry of Lucky Thompson, who often was picked to record on Mel Jackson's albums.
Verve came out with a CD, Blues in the Night, featuring Johnny Mercer, and it's called the Johnny Mercer Songbook. I don't usually play the same tune twice in one night, but I am going to do it tonight. We heard the instrumental version of Come Rain or Come Shine. Now I want you to hear the vocal version by Anita O'Day.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't you ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. Love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't that be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
Was a vocal version of Come Rain, Come Shine. Anita O'Day was probably the first white jazz female singer to start. She was with Krupa and then with Stan Kenton and then kind of went out on her own.
I'm going to go back to an album that I played in the first hour called Trichotism, cut on the original on ABC Paramount label and then reissued on the Impulse label. And this is Lucky Thompson leading up a sextet that included Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Hank Jones on piano, and one of my favorite bass players, Oscar Pettiford, on bass. And this is a little sextet that Lucky Thompson led through his own composition. Let's listen to them play The Plain and Simple Truth. The Lucky Thompson leading up his sextet, doing the Plain and Simple Truth. And what do we have next, Bill?
I'm going to play something from a CD entitled The Best of Kenny Burrell, featuring him on guitar, Horace Silver on piano, Art Blakey on drums, just to name a few. Herbie Hancock is on piano, Ron Carter bass. The name of the tune is Now See How You Are.
Thank you.
Now, See How You Are, featuring Kenny Burrell on guitar.
Next up is something that features Lucky Thompson on tenor sax. Tonight, it could almost be a salute to Vivus Milt Jackson, because three or four of these CDs come off of Milt Jackson things, the great Vivus with the MJQ, but he always selected, or quite often selected, Lucky Thompson to play tenor sax. This is from a Savoy album cut by Milt Jackson called Meet Milt Jackson. It includes Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Kenny Clark on drums, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Wade Leggy on piano. Let's listen to Milt Jackson and Lucky Thompson do George and Ira Gershwin's great composition, They Can't Take That Away From Me. was George and I with Gershwin's composition. I can't take that away from me. You heard some fine vibe work there by Mel Jackson, and of course, continuing my salute to the great tenor sax man Lucky Thompson. You heard some fine solo work there by Lucky also.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. I'm going to finish out the show with a tune, I Love Paris by Jackie Terrison. So tune in next week for two more hours of mainstream jazz.